You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
From Haggadah Shel Pesach, as you recall, at the time of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we mentioned in a portion of Dayenu, we said if Hashem would bring us at the site of the Har Sinai, the mountain of Sinai, and would not give us the Torah, that would be enough. Remember this part? Yes?
Yes.
So we mentioned, as long as we would arrive at the site of the Har Sinai by the mountain, we don't need the Torah. Is that true?
What do you mean? Doesn't make sense.
What do I mean? What the Haggadah means?
No, what did the Haggadah say? What
that's what the Haggadah says. So we have to find out what does the Haggadah mean, because we don't need, that's what the Haggadah says. You don't need the, you know, to be given the Torah. But we're celebrating Chag Shavuot, no? So why Haggadah says, as long as you come to the Har Sinai, then to receive the Torah, it's not a really necessity. Sorry? After that? So then he says something else, that if he gives us the Torah and so on, would not bring us to Israel. So right. But here, at this point, the whole task that Ribono Shel Olam, as we know, when he created the world, was the purpose to give us the Torah, because we're in the guideline, no?
We don't have unity, we cannot have the Torah, so that's why he said.
Right, because of the unity? Yeah. So what happened at the Har Sinai? Right, but is that really mentioning that that's true? At the Har Sinai, we become united. That's true. But the Haggadah doesn't say that. Haggadah only says if we would come to the site of mountain, then you don't need Torah.
So Hashem loved the unity so much that if you be united,
I know.
That doesn't count.
Fine, but it doesn't mention any point as far as they became united. That's true, they became united at the Har Sinai. But the Haggadah is not saying that. Haggadah is saying that if you would see the mountain, that's good enough. What do you mean? That's kosher Haggadah, that's what say. I don't know what kind of Haggadah you have. But
we came to Mount Har Sinai, Dayenu.
Yes.
So, in a way, if you look at it and say that it's basically Haggadah Atov of Hashem, saying the very fact that you took us out of Mitzrayim, the very fact that you took care of us in the Midbar, and you brought us to Har Sinai, that by itself is something we're thankful for.
Yeah, but we can. You can mention this fact in any point. Like they came to desert. Okay, we came to desert. We came by the, or it does mention that if we'd go through the ocean, would not bring us, or would not give us the man, and so on. It keeps, you know, different processes that they went through. But here, the puzzling matter here is, he was promised that we're going to have a meeting and he's going to give us the Torah. But all of a sudden, the Haggadah says a different thing. He says, no. If you would come to the side of the Har Sinai, even though Hashem would not give you the Torah, Dayenu, that will be enough for you. So now, there's no such a thing ever. You have 10 Yehudi, at least they have 15 different ideas.
Another way you can look at it is you look at what it's talking about. Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the shortest of the Harim and God chosen to be.
Right.
And we have a saying that says, Derech Eretz Kadma
LaTorah. Right.
So by us being next to Har Sinai, that makes we had enough anavash, a flute, to be able to be.
We were anav. They were constantly fighting. Even they said, you know, why did you take us out? We want to go back. They keep, you know, complaining. And
but it says the very fact that you brought it next to it, that means they made it there already. That they made it next to Har Sinai.
Fine. But what Har Sinai has to do with them? Them, themselves, you know, they keep, you know, making alilot. They love each other. Again, as it was mentioned, but the Haggadah doesn't say that. It's pointing at the Har Sinai. So now, let's see. If you come by Har Sinai, what's the first thing that puzzles you? The first thing that puzzles you?
So short compared to the other.
So the first thing that is very wondering matter. Then obviously you say, what are you doing here? No? Who would you expect to be instead of Har Sinai?
Mount Everest.
So the Midrash brings the Rakbedu Harim Ke'elim. So the Midrash says there were two other competitions. It's called Har Tabor and Har Karmel. So they were, you know, much taller, bigger mountain. So now here, you see all of a sudden that the location is not what you expected. Why? Because if Hashem is supposed to give the Torah, Hashem, the Creator, which mountain would He pick? Everest. The taller, the biggest, no? So now, when you stand on the side of the Har Sinai, you say, was it the short one? How can we pick the short one? Huh? Yeah. Who picked the short one? Hashem chose that this mountain is suitable for giving the Torah. But why? Because, you know, He didn't jump up and down, and, you know, brag. He felt he's nothing. But the point of matter here is that what you expected, that the other bigger competition would take his place, was not right, right? Yes? Yeah. So now here, Haggadah says, by such a powerful message that you gain, you don't need Torah. What does that mean? The big one obviously attracts attention, obviously has power, obviously the controller. But you see, all of a sudden, the short one took their place. What does that mean? See, many times people, they very, very much degrade themselves. So I'm nothing, I'm not worthy. What am I able to do? See, what I've gone through, whatever I do, it fails. The people that they think that way. But why they think that way? Because they have no emunah. They have no
self-confidence.
So that means there's a difference between the one who feel he's a failure or he failed. What's the difference?
The failure get up. The fail, the best one get up.
Failure is always his failure. But to fail is one time.
Yeah, the one that fails, Chas v'Shalom, that he's a failure. So that means there's nothing that he can do right. So that means he feels whatever he does, it's not going to go through. But to fail, yeah, everybody fails. But the point of matter here is that at the time that we were just supposed to receive the Torah, we noticed it's not really the way we thought it's going to be. We thought the bigger one is going to be the one that we will see that the Torah will be given on. But we see, no, this is the short one. So what happened here all of a sudden? So here we see, you cannot say, I'm the short one, I'm nothing, I'm a failure. Why people feel that way? Why they feel that way? Because they have a roommate. Who is the roommate? It's called your trend of thought, machshava. So that means your machshava tells you you're not good, nobody likes you, you never can make it. So that means your machshava controlling you, your thoughts controlling you. So that's why you feel you're a failure, you cannot make it. See, whatever you do, it's not going to go through. So now, what's the remedy for this? So maybe I'll be able to offer you some patent. You can use it. So just imagine there's a friend that sometimes comes visit you. But you really don't like to be around him so much. You have friends like that? No, don't answer. So now, just imagine he came to visit you, right? So now, how do you feel?
I don't think that's true.
So now, but what is your feeling toward him? You cannot wait till he leaves, no? Yeah? So now here, one of the patent that you could try on, you try this technique with your thought. What does that mean? Think of your thought as the friend that comes to visit you that you don't like. So that means when he tells you, you know, what are you trying for? You know how many times you failed? You know how many times you tried? You know, there's nothing to be happy about. So now the same way, you cannot wait till the friend that, you know, you don't really like to be at his presence. So now you cannot wait till he leaves. So you should use the same patent for your thought. So what does that mean? So that means it's not that this friend of thought is you, just a friend that you want to get rid of. Because if you think that his thought is you, so then, that's it. You're done. You think you're a failure. You cannot do anything right. What you do, now it's not going to go through. And you know, everything is stuck. Everything is locked. So that's what you think. And you think this is you. So now here, Haggadah is telling us, when we came to Mamad Har Sinai, that was enough. Don't give us the Torah. We don't know why. Because I thought, who would I meet with? Which mountain? Tabor, Carmel. So all of a sudden, oh, it's a short one. But why? Because when you don't have Emunah, then George, your friend that you don't like, then he's going to be controlling you. This is George. It's not your thought. It's Mr. George that is going to leave. So here, that means the whole sense and the whole purpose of giving us the Torah was, don't let these thunder thoughts, Chas v'Shalom, paralyze you. And you let him to sit there, and then he bothers you, and then, boy, you don't like this friend. You know, just tell him, you know, I'm busy, and that's it. Have him leave. Don't make it part of your system. And give you another pattern. Happened to be a gentleman that attended the Seudah Shlishit in Bet Knesset. So what do they serve in Sevudah Shirishin Bet Knesset?
Eggs.
They call it Eggs Shabbati. Eggs Shabbati. So he was very fascinated by this Eggs Shabbati. So he ate and took one with him, put it in his pocket. No. What is better than Eggs Shabbati? So then, after a few days, he was sitting at home. Smelt, something. So it's not pleasant smell. So he went to the other room, still smelling it. He says, maybe I'll go outside, maybe outside. He goes outside, still there's a smell. So he starts walking, smell. So all of a sudden he came to his senses, just like this. That's his pockets a little bit, Is what is it?
There's a ball
turned. Yeah, it's
soft.
No, I was no. So now he put his hand in his pocket and he realized that the egg shabbati from last week is still in my pocket. So now here, when he smelled the terrible smell, was it him or something that he was carrying? It wasn't him. So all he needed to do,
just to get rid of it,
to take it out. Now this is the tip. The way you think is not you. You're carrying it to Chmamok Shabbati. Yeah. So that's why the state that you go through, you're down, you're upset, you're hopeless. It's only an egg Shabbati. You have to take it out. And why you smell such a terrible, terrible feeling? Because you don't have emunah. You don't have emunah. And all this terrible smell comes about. Why? Carrying it, egg Shabbati.
That's a remedy to get rid of it.
Take it out. Because you have to learn. You have to exercise. Your mind is a muscle, just like your hand, your feet. The same way you throw balls and you kick balls, your mind is actually the same thing. You have to tell yourself, Mr. George, I'm sorry. I have to do my thing. You have to leave. Take the egg out. That means you have to make yourself believe, I'm not thinking in the right way. I'm destroying myself. I'm forgetting that Hashem can help me. I'm forgetting that Hashem always supported me. I'm forgetting that my Yeshua is going to be just the blink of an eye. And that's what the Haggadah says. We didn't need Torah. You come look at Har Sinai, it's enough. You don't need Torah. Why? Because you see that Har Ribono Shel Olam pushed away this greatest mountain and picked the short one. Why? Because that shows us, don't Chas V'Shalom feel about yourself, you're short, you're nothing, you're a failure, you cannot do nothing. That's not how you have to think. You have to think positive, you have to have hope, you have to have strength, you have to be happy, you have to be smiling. But if Chas V'Shalom, you keep carrying this spoiled egg in your pocket, not only you're going to hurt yourself, everybody around you is going to run away from you. Why? Because you're not wise. Why are you carrying a rotten egg in your pocket? But without knowing, because you got used to it, that's how you think, that became the trend of your thoughts. Down, negative, hopeless. That's how you got used to it. But you have to reverse it. It's not so. It's not so at all. Hashem will help me. I'm thinking wrong. It's going to come. I have to be happy. I have to be full of energy. And then you see things will change. And that's what the Haggadah is all about. You don't need Torah. Look at the Har Sinai. You stand there and say, what are you doing here? No, really, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. But why is here? Because Hashem Yitbarach chose, this is the one. So how do you know? This is you. It's going to be you. Hashem is going to pick you. Why? What were you worrying about? But because you carry this rotten egg, you keep worrying and worrying and worrying. Chimishe, Chikakonam, Chachavar Mishe. No.
The boundaries of the
Emunah. No. Avraham Avinu Shalom had Torah. No. Say no. Say no.
He had the knowledge.
Avraham Avinu had Torah. Say no.
No.
I told you, he doesn't have Torah. You don't need the Torah.
I understand, but he also had the support of being able to look and find until he got to a point where he worked on himself and he was able to correct everything.
Torah Tana Moshe is only a tool. Even though you have Torah, you don't have Emunah, your Torah doesn't mean nothing. And that's what Haggadah is teaching us. He realized, as Tehillim, Adonenu Davar Shalom is teaching us, Einai b'nei emenei ha'aretz, hayesh maskil ba'aretz. What does it mean? Yibono Shalom is searching, looking. He says, Einai b'nei emenei ha'aretz. I'm looking for those that they have emunah. Hayesh, im, there is maskil, if somebody has a sechel, ba'aretz. He's not looking for people that are learning Torah. You should, but that's not what he's looking for. He says, Einai, Ribono Shel Olam says, b'nei emenei ha'aretz. I'm looking at who has emunah, who's happy, who's positive, who has hope. That's what Ribono Shel Olam is looking for. That's what you need to do. You only have one more day. You have a meeting tomorrow night. That's it. You have to reverse all these destructive way of thinking.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.